This week, one of our Choshuva listeners called me up and told me, well, Reb Moshe Shlita, called me up and told me that he wants to share with me a real beautiful story of chesed that he experienced. Listen to this beautiful story. It goes back many years ago. This person was learning in Eretz Yisrael by famous Rav Nochem from the Mir. It goes back a lot of years ago. And he was there a little while, and he started having, you know, a lot of stomach pains. So he decided, you know, he really wants to leave Eretz Yisrael anyways now. He wants to go back to America. So, you know, this is a good enough reason to leave and go back. He said, my stomach, the kochen from the mama, the mother's food will be better for, agree better with my stomach, and I'll be able to function much better. You know, this is a good, basically he told me these words. It was a good excuse for him to leave Eretz Yisrael. So he says, one of his good friends then was, everyone knows that now his name is Simcha Bunim Kohn. It's one of his good friends in Eretz Yisrael. And he mentioned, this Reb Moshe mentioned to Rav Simcha Bunim Kohn that he's thinking, you know, he wants, his stomach is bothering him. He anyways wants to leave and go back home. So Rav Simcha Bunim Kohn told him, you know, that the Rav Panovich Rav Shach is a very, very big pikech, a very smart man. Before you go back, discuss it with him, see what he has to say. He said, okay. He said a little while later he had a chasen in Bnei Brak, and he went into Rav Shach. It wasn't so difficult to get in those days. This is, you know, Rav Nochem was still alive. Rav Chaim Shmuel Levis was alive. So he went into Rav Shach, and he started telling Rav Shach that he has stomach pains in Zachen. So Rav Shach asked him a couple questions about his stomach pains, and then Rav Shach told him. So he said to him, maybe I should go home. He brought up to Rav Shach, maybe it's a good reason for me to go home. That's what he said. He said he was just waiting to get, like, you know, a heter from Rav Shach that it's okay for him to leave Eretz Yisrael and go home. So Rav Shach told him, man, you have to go to a doctor. You have to go to a doctor. So he told Rav Shach again, no, my stomach is better. I should go home to America and things will be okay. My mother's cooking. So Rav Shach said, nein, it avgeinza a doctor, you have to go to a doctor. And Rav Shach took out the name of a stomach doctor and said, here, go to this doctor. So he told Rav Shach a third time, in the stomach, I just have to go home and, you know, things will be better at home. He was waiting to get this, you know, heter from Rav Shach, just, you can leave Eretz Yisrael. So then he said, Rav Shach put his hand in his pocket, pulled out a $50 bill, an American bill, and said, "Do nem de geld, am geitz a doctor. Here, take this money and go to a doctor." So then he said, no, he didn't need the money. He said, no, it's okay, ich darf nicht de geld, I don't need the money. And he said, Lemaisi, listen to Rav Shach, and he went to that stomach doctor, and he diagnosed him, he had colitis, gave him medicine, and he took care of him, and everything was okay. That's the end of the story. So this person, the one telling me, the Bala Maisa, Rav Moshe, told me, see, I'm thinking of the story from the Gros Talmud Chacham. Also, he told me that he says, you know what he took out of this story? He said, that's the cook of a gadol. This is the way a gadol looks. He said, Rav Shach looks at it, I'm telling this person good advice. My advice is, go to a stomach doctor. Why is he saying, no, I want to go home? So Rav Shach realized, oh, maybe he's missing money. So there's no questions asked. Rav Shach put his hand in his pocket. How do you have American dollars? Someone gave him tzedakah money. He quickly took out $50. He said, here, don't have the geld. Take the money. That, he said, the cook of a gadol. The cook of a gadol is not just like, okay, I'm telling him an eitzel. He doesn't want to listen. Okay, next case. No, he's looking at something. There's something bothering him. There's something holding him back. Why maybe he's not going to a doctor? Why is he not taking my advice just to go to a doctor? Rav Shach didn't see it. Well, he wanted to go home. Rav Shach was like, oh, maybe he's missing money. Right away, actions speak louder than words. Maybe he's missing money. Here's the $50. Go to a doctor. That's a gadol. A gadol is looking. Let me see what's really bothering this person. What's really pressing this person? When I see what's bothering and pressing the person, let me immediately try to solve the situation. May we all be zeichet to always be able to use our das that Hashem gave us and realize what's really bothering this person. Why is this person screaming out in pain? Is this person screaming out stam because some little thing said some kind of word to them that bothered them? Maybe they're letting out the aggravation that they're having because they're having different difficulties. Let me try to go into the person's brain and see what's bothering them and learn from this Maaseh Rav Shach and see what we could do to help take away the pain of another yid.